op Horse Ferry Road, waar de Koninginnes Magistrate Court is. En er is een picket hier op het moment. Er zijn aardig veel mensen en er zijn ook veel politie. En beide partijen zijn vrolijk. Er zijn heel veel, hoe noem je dat, heel veel partijen. De Socialist Working Campaign. Trafalgar Square Defenders Campaign. En nog veel meer. Er zijn verschillende sprekers, zoals je hoort. En iedereen heeft een aardige sfeer.
Incident that happened 3 years ago in Hackney, where a person was nearly killed by the police and he made a complaint. And what we've seen is the police manipulate the complaint procedure, where they've now got it to a situation where police officers who commit criminal offences don't actually face court. They don't face criminal charges, and they actually face a internal criminal disciplinary procedure within a police station, which, as everybody here knows, they trump up charges against us, and when it's one of their own that commits an offence, they don't even have to go to court. They have secret proceedings. And what we're doing is organising a picket for Wednesday, 31st of October. There's leaflets going around, please take one. What we intend there is to demonstrate against the police that it is not acceptable that the government, it was the government that set up this complaints procedure, and that police officers should face trial just like you and me, where the charges haven't even been trumped up. Thanks very much.
A final word from Richard Rock from the Defendants' Campaign, who's actually a defendant at Horse Ferry Road Magistrates Court coming up next week.
I was arrested on the 31st of March and I was truncheoned by a police officer and I had blood pouring from my face and five officers on top of me. I was then charged with police assault. Now, I'm the treasurer of City of London Anti-Apartheid Group and a member of the Revolutionary Communist Group, and I was charged with, guess what? Criminal damage to the South African Embassy. The cops know me because I was involved in a picket for 1,409 days and nights outside the South African Embassy. They know who I am, and they jumped on me outside the South African Embassy. Half of them know my face is over there, my face over there, and I know them as well. We know what the police were doing then. They were attempting to criminalise the anti-poll tax community and know all those people against the poll tax. 509 people were arrested on that day and as a result of what happened on that day. Now, the Trafalgar Square Defendants Campaign, as you know, has been formed to defend all those of us who are arrested. And we want you to become part of the Trafalgar Square Defendants Campaign. We meet every Wednesday in Conway Hall at 7:30. And we want you to be there, because the Trafalgar Square Defendants Campaign is there to fight for democracy and democratic rights in this country, and to fight for the right to demonstrate here.
Yeah.
Whatever you believe in, whatever your cause is, it will be worthless if the state is able to beat us off the street. Those of us who are arrested haven't been frightened off the street, and we're not going to let the police and the courts and the judiciary and the state criminalize us. We have returned to the street after the Battle of Trafalgar because we're not going to let you frighten us off the street. We're back, we're fighting, and with the Trafalgar Square Defendants Campaign. And we want you to join us and join the action. And in particular, I'd like all you people to return here to the same spot on the 31st of October. That's a Wednesday at 11:30, when I'll be up here on trial with these magistrates who have decided on a policy of sending people to prison. I don't believe they'll send me to prison if you all turn up and stand outside this court. So I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Thank you. A final half minute from a friend here.
In Whitehall, it's been 3:15 and 3:40 on the 31st of March. This lot beat up women and children and bashing them on the heads. That wasn't on no television screen in this country. So just remember, if they want a class war on the streets, we'll have to have it. Because the Labour Party have never stood by the working class forces on the streets to fight against this bloody Bolt Act.
Iedereen is nu ontzettend ontzettend vrolijk. De politie staat er een klein beetje beteuterd bij. En nu gaan we dus zoals je hoort een demo houden.
Have a great day.
Ik heb net een blaadje in mijn handen gedrukt met alle slogans of de leuzen die er gezegd worden hier. En dat zijn can't pay, won't pay, smash the Thatcher's poll tax. Don't pay, don't collect, smash Thatcher's poll tax. Black and white, unite and fight, smash Thatcher's poll tax. The workers unite, will never pay the poll tax. Poll tax, roof tax, no way, no more taxes will we pay. Labour says pay poll tax. Stab the knife in the workers' backs. Thatcher, Kinnock, both the same. Both play the poll tax game. Well. En dat zegt iedereen hier. Nou, we staan hier al 10 minuten op dezelfde plaats. We zijn nog steeds niet gaan lopen. Er komen nog steeds meer mensen bij. Er komen ook meer politie bij. Maar tot nu toe is alles heel vrolijk. Echt een fantastische sfeer.
Stop the knife and work us back! Stop the knife and work us back!
We lopen nu over de Theems en het is een ontzettend mooie dag. De zon schijnt, het is aardig warm. Iedereen zit wel te schreeuwen. En iedereen is ontzettend relaxed. We gaan nu naar de hoofddemonstratie toe. Wat er allemaal vandaag gaat gebeuren, dus waar we nu mee bezig zijn, is de court picket. En daar gaan we dus vandaan. En over North Lambridge Bridge. En daarna gaan wij om 10:30 naar Kennington Park voor de Feeders March. En dan later, om 12:00, is het Trafalgar Square Defenders Campaign. Dat is dus de hoofddemo. En dan verder, dat zien we nog wel.
Ja, wat dan?
Slogan!
We zijn nu bijna bij Kennington Park en je ziet gewoon dat er steeds meer mensen bij komen. Dit zou eigenlijk de kleine march zijn, of de kleine demo. Maar heel veel mensen die nu bij Kennington Park waren, zijn hier naartoe gekomen. Om nog eventjes dit mee te maken en mee te lopen. Er zijn wel minstens 1000 mensen hier. En ook wel minstens 400-500 politie, zo te zien. Echt, overal waar je kijkt zie je geel. We zijn nu in Kensington Park. En aan één kant staat de Feeders March. Dat zijn wij dus die van Horse Ferry Road naar Kensington Park kwamen. Aan de andere kant van het park, er staat eerst een grote lijn politie tussen ons in. Aan de andere kant van het park staan de mensen voor de grote demo. En op momenten worden we er niet verder doorgelaten. Ik weet niet precies wat er aan de hand is, maar stikt gewoon van de mensen. Aan één kant, volgens mij zijn er wel 10.000 mensen. En het is gewoon een ontzettend lawaai. Maar wel leuk lawaai. Oh, ik heb er een
Organized to fight back!
The workers united!
We'll never play
pay the poll tax.
The workers in Naples
will never pay the poll tax.
The workers in Naples
will never pay the poll tax.
No way.
No more taxes will we pay.
No way.
No more taxes will we pay.
No way.
No more taxes will we pay.
Er is hier een soort van fanfare en iedereen, echt honderden mensen zitten gewoon te dansen. Het is gewoon zo mooi om te zien allemaal.
Straat begint zo langzamerhand op gang te komen. Iedereen houdt zich toch nog wel aan de regels hoor. De politie zegt aan die kant lopen en iedereen doet het. Tot nu toe. Er zijn veel andere gisteren die een beetje tegenstribbelen, maar de echte power zit er nog niet in. Maar ja, dat zal dan wel komen. Op het moment is gewoon een ontzettend vrolijke boel. Wat eigenlijk heel grappig is, langs de weg staan ontzettend veel mensen die hun blaadjes proberen te verkopen. Of communisme, of ja, dat one. Thanks mate. And people giving stickers to everyone and student unions, workers union, militants I see. Well, I've never seen so many banners in my life.
We'll never pay the poll tax. to keep at least 10 yards between you and he, right, to space them back.
De politie is ook, zich ook aan het organiseren. Ze zeggen dat er een groot gat achter is. En ze willen die mensen allemaal naar voren duwen, zodat, het, zodat iedereen toch aan haar eind stuk is. Het is zo ontzettend druk. En de politie duwt je elke keer vanaf de stoep de straat weer op. En het stikt hier gewoon van de smeres. Het is gewoon niet normaal. Maar ik heb nog geen riot police gezien. Maar hoor je dat? Every time, altijd als ze zeggen stay on the road, dan duwen ze hier gewoon. Echt het. Je kan niet eens meer uit de demonstratie komen meer. Zoveel politie zijn er.
No way!
Was net verteld dat mensen die achteraan de demonstratie liepen aangevallen werden door de politie. Dus dat begint wel een beetje opgefokt te worden overal. Maar ja, dat merken ze vooraan natuurlijk niet. Weer allemaal levendiger. Al die mensen die staan allemaal buiten de pubs. Allemaal te kijken, allemaal met biertjes in hun hand. Er is hier overal zo'n drukte, zoveel lawaai, je wordt er gewoon bijna dood van.
Weird. It's totally win. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fine.
What are you doing with that?
I'm taping. Can't you see this?
Yeah, right.
Please don't know about that, do they? I don't try. Exactly.
Well said that, Ben.
We're on the front now.
Yeah.
Zijn we helemaal voor bij de demo?
Dat is de chief control vooraan.
Ja? En helemaal vooraan is wat ze hier in Engeland noemen de chief control vehicle. Het is een grote soort tankachtig iets met een bolletje erboven. En daar wordt alles van geregeld. Er zitten computers in. En dat is dus het controle, het nervsysteem van de politie hier. En als ik om me heen kijk, we zitten nu in Brixton. Er staat zo ontzettend ver leeg. Godverdomme joh, dat is gewoon niet normaal. En dan zitten ze hier te zeiken op, nou... Voor ons is Brixton Park. En het is daar ook al ontzettend druk. En je hoort het, hè? No politics.
Come on, let's have this cordon in here.
Order, discipline. That's what we want. Show us the way.
This way, mate.
Hey, on the mark.
We zijn eindelijk aangekomen. Poe. Naar ongeveer 3,5 kilometer lopen. Het is een schitterend mooi park hier. En nu extra gezellig omdat het vol met mensen zit. Well, can you explain a little bit about what you think, why it's happened and what's good of it and why so many people, like most of the people, are protesting against it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you get like, they say that 14 million people aren't paying, but yes. If you really sort of break that down and look at it, you'll find that a lot of people aren't paying because, you know, the councils aren't being sort of rigorous enough in sending out the, you know, the forms and everything.
Yeah.
Or you get people who aren't paying because they can't afford it. But it's not like this big sort of polarizing issue. You know, it's not like people are being really sort of anti what Britain is doing, anti, you know, what even Neil Kinnock's doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just anti Thatcher.
Exactly.
I mean, it's got the effects of, like, you know, getting a high electricity bill or something. I mean, we specifically fight on the Middle East.
Yeah.
Because if you say that, you know, Thatcher hasn't got the right to be going around the Middle East waging war on thousands of people, you know, and mm-hmm. if you say she hasn't got the right to be an island,
yeah,
know,
right,
dividing up a country, then you're, you know, you've
but,
got.
I mean, she takes the rights, doesn't she? I mean, she just. The way I feel about it a little bit, so what I understand from a lot of people around me is that Thatcher's becoming just a little bit like a dictator.
Absolutely, but she's in a position to do that because there's no opposition.
Right.
The Labour Party don't oppose anything she's doing. They're trying to upstage her in the way that they can handle the system. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not talking about socialism anymore.
Yeah.
They're talking about, you know, well, education. The only thing that they can really draw out of their conferences that they've had. It's education.
Yeah. What do you think that can be done against the poll tax?
What can be done against the poll tax? Well, I think that the form that it's taken now, I mean, you can see, compare this to the Trafalgar Square riots.
Yeah.
It's a bit more, it's not as strong now. You know, mm-hmm. the whole campaign is quite demoralising in a lot of ways. I mean, it's quite impressive today. You know, and I support anybody, you know, opposing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think things like the Middle East.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's the issue that I'd fight on.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot.
It's all right.
All right.
Do you want a magazine?
Well, yeah.
Right, see what you think.
Terry Fields doesn't need more than 50,000 pounds a year. Terry Fields lives in the White of Fireman. That's where you need to be. Terry Fields, stay in touch with me.
Terry Fields, the bollocks, because Labour are just a shit. But the Labour has denied all knowledge of beings being part of Labour, you know what I mean? So really,
that's seven home.
This is full of shit.
Just before the election, there are more radical than I am or something like that. They written the sentence that I could have written.
Yeah, well,
as soon as the elections are over this
It's a pain in the arse. All the anti-poll tax demos, the Labour people are saying, vote Labour and we won't have a poll tax. They're just cashing in, they see nobody likes this poll tax, so they're saying, oh, Labour, vote for us and we get rid of it.
But the thing is, if the Labour Party gets in, it will take 5 years for them to abolish it anyway.
I heard it was 2 years, but even that's stupid.
Yeah,
I mean, don't pay it at all. You know, if you abolish it, you know.
I'll bring it up to Labour cities, raise higher voters than the people.
Yeah.
I mean, they do more things, but it's still kind of bothering. The four corners of Great Britain.
who with tremendous pride have carried the responsibility of representing 14 million people. We salute you, comrades. We address you as our dear comrades who have made such a sacrifice in the last 6 weeks or so. Comrades, the poll tax is the key issue in society, scratch below the surface. Wherever you go, in the housing estate, in the shops, in the buses, people are talking about the poll tax, the bills, their inability to pay. As far as millions of workers are concerned, it's another bill like the gas bill they can't afford to pay, the lecky bill, the housing bill, the mortgage bill, it's another bill, you can't pay it, and they're not paying it. That's their
motion.
Tories, as has been said before, are shaking in the boots. The defeat of the Tories in Eastbourne is a warning shot that they are on the way out. Even within that campaign,
and everybody followed them when I was
down. They've had everything to do with the attacks on the living standards of the working people, and it had something to do with the poll tax. Shame to have to say that Labour's vote went down in that particular election. The selected candidate who stood proudly against the poll tax was deselected in that particular constituency. And I believe it was a reaction by the working class to those sorts of manoeuvres by the National Executive of the party. Comrades, we don't take the poll tax in isolation. These Tories in the last 11 years have devastated the health service, attacked the education which our class relies on, our youth in particular, particularly penalised in this respect. Housing is in crisis, inflation at 10.9% and will again rise. Interest rates, repossessions of only working class homes is twice as much as it was last year. Pensioners living in absolute poverty, only to be told by people like me, this will be
Yeah.
Don't go into a
super that lekker,
that's the way the Tories treat our particular class. And I've had it up to here with advice from these particular people. When you read in the papers about the increasing number of millionaire MPs, when you see in last week's Observer that 61% of MPs have directorships, have got consultancies, they're receiving backhanders, you begin to wonder in whose interest they're running this so-called economy in this country. We know what they're about. And I tell you what, when you hear and read in the papers about Parkinson over his £45 bottle of champagne spouting his mouth up, or Nichols drunk driving on the roads of the south of the country, they're spending more feeding themselves and guzzling champagne than whether the people in this country are dead or exactly. These are the people who are talking to us about the law. This issue is not about the law, it's about people's inability to pay. And instead of from the ivory towers of Westminster, you want to get down to the courts, see the criminals. The criminals are sitting on the benches, the criminals are the bailiffs. These are the criminals. And if ever there was an exposition of the class laws in this country, see the treatment meted out to comrades settling Northampton. See the pensioners in mortal fear of going to see the magistrate. And look at the Guinness crew having picnics, business as usual. This is the class nature of law in this particular society. What price the families of the Hillsborough disaster? What price the families of the people killed on the head of the free enterprise? Talk to us about the law. We know what they're about, but their days are numbered.
They're going to start
comrades!
Irish problem now, you know.
The tragedy of this event today is that the trade union and Labour leaders are not at the head of the movement. But despite that fact, this movement goes on and will grow as time goes by in the weeks and months ahead. Instead our class and councillors who will speak here today from places like Liverpool, who are under investigation for expulsion from the party, for standing up against rent increases and against the poll tax. They should be firing all their energies against the Tories, attacking the true class enemy, and leave our people alone. If you can't help us, leave us alone.
Yeah, fuck off! Ja,
prachtig!
Dat was dus de Engelse versie van de PvdA.
join the ERM. What's that going to mean? Slimming down of industry, wage restraint, higher levels of unemployment. They decreased the interest rates 5.9%. I'm sure you like me queued up outside the travel agents, waiting to fly abroad for the winter, with the wonderful windfall we've had by the cut in interest rates. These things have got nothing to do with this, with us, or for the speculators in the stock market. Comrades, poverty and the social ills
on the roof of the bar
are insoluble.
We want to go there, that's the bank, man, come on!
We can't go back. And what is the alternative being posed by our party? Capitalism with a human face. But we have to be the memory of the working class. Wilson tried it and worked out on the workers because it didn't work. Callaghan worked, tried it, and again attacked the living standards of working people. To go down that road is it going to be a crisis situation for Labour, and the working class won't stand idly by and let Labour ride roughshod over the already reduced living standards. We give this warning to the Labour leaders.
We zijn nu at Brookfield Park. En we gaan met ze. Oei. Nou, volgens mij zijn het honderden, misschien nog wel duizend of duizenden mensen naar op weg naar Brixton Prison. En de politie heeft gezegd dat ze maar 150 mensen zouden hebben die aan die picket mee mochten doen. Maar nou ja, tot nu toe zijn er veel meer die daar naartoe gaan. De hele dag tot nu toe is ontzettend relaxed geweest. Er zijn, tenminste, ik heb helemaal geen schermutselingen gezien tussen demonstranten en politie. En, ja. Nou, nu is het nog steeds ontzettend rustig.
Go home! Go home!
Fuck off! Fuck off!
Fuck off! Fuck off!
Go on, man! No ball sack!
Can you hold this for a second? Because I want to film that guy.
Kiss my ass.
Variation.
No.
No noise now, eh?